This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, most merciful, most compassionate. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa anbiya Allahi mursaleen ajma'een. And peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad and all of the prophets and messengers of God. We know what happened in New Zealand. We were just reminded of the painful history of this country, how 500 nations were virtually exterminated. We know what happened in Paris when a gunman went into a theater and took almost 90 lives. We know what happened in Charleston, South Carolina, when Dylan Root walked into a church, took 9 lives. We know what happened in Texas when a gunman walked into a church, white church, and took 26 lives. We know what happened in Pittsburgh when a gunman walked into that synagogue and took 11 lives. We know what happened outside of Milwaukee when a gunman walked into the Sikh temple, took over half a dozen lives. And now we know what happened in New Zealand. And the common denominator in all of those events and others we could stay here all night naming is that the victims were dehumanized before they were murdered. It's difficult to kill someone whose humanity one values. And so the white supremacy that was mentioned, or other diabolical ideological forces, they dehumanize their victims. We're here to say in our numbers, our variety, our diversity, religiously, ethnically, racially, that we stand for humanity, that we will not allow anyone to be dehumanized, that we will fight against dehumanizing ideologies, we will fight against dehumanizing media, we will fight against any force that denies any human being their God-given right to live, to grow, to mature, and to reach their full human potential, to blossom under God's sky. So, brothers and sisters, as we leave here today, we should leave with the conviction, and this is easy for us as Muslims. We're told in the Quran that the human has been ennobled. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And this, and the ennoblement and the honor conferred upon the human precedes his or her race, ethnicity, color, or creed. That we are all one human family. Some of us don't descend from this sort of creature and another from that sort of creature, as many racists allege different origins. No, we all descend from a common parentage. We are all brothers and sisters in humanity. We are all members of one family. And as we know, it is time for this family to come together, unified, to stand against any force that will attempt to divide us. We have our differences, but our differences should not be a source of division. Our differences should not be a source of hate. Our differences, as we Muslims are told, those differences لِتَعَارَفُوا وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Those differences should be a way that we recognize in each other the beauty, the complementary beauty that we provide to each other. We beautify each other. We're beautified by each other. And we are one beautiful family. And I'm proud and I'm thankful that I'm here this evening to see the beauty of that family on full display.